Buildings are destroyed, trees are downed, and power is out. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. The result of another unrelenting round of severe weather. Tornadoes touched down yesterday in multiple states, killing at least 11 people. Fox Weather's Max Gordon is in Little Rock, Arkansas.
As the twister tore through the city, the National Weather Service's offices in Little Rock had to transfer duties over to the Memphis office while the meteorologists took shelter. Homes and businesses were ripped apart by this tornado. In the wake of the destruction, emergency crews went into search and rescue mode, and residents were told to stay away from the area damaged by this tornado.
Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders has declared a state of emergency.
We will help our neighbors. We will ensure that every Arkansan who needs assistance has it. Our message and our mission is really simple. The people come first and the paperwork will come second.
The storm struck just hours after President Biden visited the Mississippi community of Rolling Fork, where tornadoes last week destroyed parts of town. Days after a deadly shooting in Nashville, families are saying goodbye. The funeral for a 9-year-old girl is being held today. On Friday, another 9-year-old was memorialized.
Mourners were asked to wear pink or other colors that expressed joy as a tribute to 9-year-old Evelyn Dickhouse. Now, Evelyn's family told the Daily Mail that they do believe she was killed while trying to pull the fire alarm to warn her classmates of danger.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. 6 people were killed on Monday at a private Christian school. The shooter was killed by police. Police cars are lined up outside Trump Tower in New York. The former president is expected to arrive in the city on Monday, then surrender on Tuesday. He's accused of campaign finance violations. America's listening to Fox News.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today.
Some movement in New Mexico related to the battle over abortion.
The New Mexico Supreme Court temporarily blocks city and county ordinances restricting access to abortion from being enforced, ruling they shall have no effect until further order of the court. The cities of Hobbs, Clovis, Eunice, and Lee and Roosevelt counties passing ordinances limiting access to the procedure. State Attorney General Raul Torres asking the court to issue a stay and declare the ordinances void, calling them unconstitutional following Democratic Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham signing an abortion rights bill overriding local restrictions. The court outlining a schedule for the case, saying briefs due in April should address what, if any, effect the new abortion rights law will have on the case. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
He's looking forward to getting back to work. Freshman Senator John Fetterman is out of the hospital.
Pennsylvania's new Democratic Senator John Fetterman sent out an email saying he's been released from Walter Reed after treatment for major depression. He said he will return to D.C. April 17th when the Senate is back from its break. Fetterman experienced a stroke while campaigning last year, and he also experienced auditory processing issues afterward, though he won the November midterm race. But in mid-February, he was admitted to Walter Reed Medical Center's neuropsychiatry unit. His doctor said in a discharge briefing that Fetterman's blood pressure was low. They saw no new signs of stroke, but adjusted his medication as he also went on medication for depression.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Legislation legalizing the use of medical marijuana has been signed in Kentucky.
Far too many of our people face the obstacle of having chronic or terminal diseases like cancer, or those like our veterans suffering from PTSD.
Governor Andy Beshear, the law won't take effect until 2025. Until then, an executive order on cannabis will remain in effect. Pam Puso, Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.